بقى في شبه كامل تاكس ابيل ذا كومن المقيم ملاحظ المقيم ملاقة so سيجي في شبه كامل وكتاش بقى السرم وانت ساندي انت بيك سيجي والمين تنج بايس من سكاس هو بقى هات هامي بلايس that you have to use it or you throw it out if it looks enough we'll get back more but okay this but this so recently he's talking about finding some Hagnetsky and Dylan Masker he says he throw it out it's not Mukso and Mr. Carell says when he throw it out it is Mukso I'll have to get back to what exactly even after he throw it out in the garbage you're finding something
that's
the
garbage
so we see that even two people named back two same instead of the same Indian they themselves came out to his mouth and that came with Valdo and Scheinberg the whole title they have with him back and forth and they themselves have a shell out look at it we'll have to get back to it
that's the Sunday
sorry?
Well that's
the
Wednesday
lost its use does it have to get a sugar cane or not? You throw it out it's broken plastic plate you can't use it again the shell is two things went on the table right now what you had to pick up throw it in the garbage maybe right now it's useless it's a shiver cable right now even after you throw it out even when it's not shiver cable even after you throw it out that's going to be more on top of an on top then also what a lot of that not the machine and there are really two different ways of looking at it
but it doesn't really mean that it
has to be the secret shiver cable right there no but here also it can be we have to really make him if you use it over again
right
even off of you do shall the shiver cable have a look at it
what?
We'll get back this is a shall to know and it's not clear you have to deal with it. Something you want to
add.
For Sunday it is. I didn't write down Dodo Master, but for Sunday you see that those are coming out past years, they didn't have a lot of time. But all the numerous ones discussed this problem, this Shiloh. Sugya goes on saying about Masikin Bakenim, Labashim Bakenim, or three different braces, either Masikin Bolt, not Masikin Bolt, or Machal between the two. The Gemara says, Horeb, Yehuda Horeb, Shimon Horeb, Mechamiyah. Three different cheeses, according to Shimon, Kamasikin Bakenim, or Shimon Bakenim. Viewed as Mechalik, Mechemia said you cannot do with either one. What's that Mechemia? So Rashi Shita, Rashi and Gan Shas, always that Mechemia holds that Kli, I'm Yuchudla, you can do whatever the Shtamshah is Yuchudla for Shabbos you can use for. Things that's not Yuchud for Shabbos, Shiva Kalim is not Yuchud to burn, especially when Yuchud to throw out. The fact that you're choosing to burn it, therefore it's Mukshan Shabbos. Nudim Kalim, not Yuchud to burn. That's Rashi. Tosfos on the page disagrees and says the get according to Mechemia is not Yuchud. The get of what's regular to do during the week. That means Taisa take the sugya a step further and say, even though it's broken kalim, it's not regular also to burn during the week. What's regular to throw it out? It's not regular to burn it, even though this time you are burning it. That's not the regular. Taisa sends you back to Lamavol Manalas. That's the Ikwe explains his machlokes with Rashi. Look among the Rishonim, everyone went with Rashi. Not even the Gozal Taisa, ignore Taisa. Rishonim went with Rashi. The get according to Nechemia is whatever, it's Miyukhud, it's Namshas. And not together with what's being ruggled. Fine. Focus. Rising Kanakan. That's from the Chemiel. We're going to focus on Mafokus of Yudah and Shiva. Go to the Gemara from Hera Beis, page 72. The Gemara brings down Mafokus of being Matatul of Shefa and Achatzaitzis. The Gemara first off starts with saying with a Rice that you cannot be Matatul of Shefa or Achatzaitzis. Toad explains you can't Matatul of not to a group of Makoimai, not for Makamletzel. Bring down Ivatani, you can't be metabol a shaper, but not a chatzitzis. And bring down a third price, a person can not metabol not a chatzitzis, not a shaper. Three different prices steal. My answer is to say, Teres, Bayos, Horeb, Yehuda, Horeb, Shimon, Horeb, Nechemiah. Three different cheetahs. They're according to the Nechemiah, everything is also. According to the Shimon, everything is mutter. And then according to Yehuda, it depends. Chatzitzis is also a shaper, is mutter. Now, first, take Rashi. Rashi, the way he seems to learn the sugya, is that the shell is this thing a clear knot? According to Rav Yehuda, a shaky metalful, why it's not mukso? Why it's used a little bit for heter, a child to drink from water? Masha Enkin, a chatzitzis is not a din of a kli. And therefore, it's not a kli, therefore, Rav Yehuda is mukso and is in katadashimit. Rav Shimon yells that Sai Shafer and Sai, a Shafer is mutter, which mach veheter, chatzitzis, he doesn't have a mukso, therefore, it's mutter. Abshal and Rashi, there's a Prima Godim in Rashi Yosef and Daflam Vol over here, starts off this way. And they ask two different caches in Rashi. So, of course, the plea is both caches, a good terrace, they don't have to say the caches. It's one look for Rashi, by Oskar Kobayim and Bay, he says, what defines a kosher matl Isser? He says, they go after the Iker. Rashi writes very clearly, the get is the Iker. The Iker is for Isser, it's Isser. Iker is for Hetzer, it's Hetzer. You go after the Iker. That explains the mission of Kobayim and Bay. Over here, in the case of the Shaifa, what's the Iker? To blow Shaifa, that's Clark. Blow Shaifa. Yet, Rashi is saying, if you have water inside for mir, it's not muksa. According to Pshima, there's no problem. We don't get involved with Sarkufim and Kamin, nothing at all. What happened? My high. One kashul. According to Mamish, he says himself, says the Chonzer Zuggi is not a
sacro. What's the use of the shaitan all year?
You blow.
Maybe they
don't
have water.
The Gemara sounds like for honey, for a tinnik, for the tzibu, for the yachid. Gemara says, come on, out that way. So my chodzi, what's he right for? Tinnik is drinking from the satan and the shtamshis. My chodzi. Finally, case is right for, send tzibu yachid. Gemara says, it's not really fasting. Sometimes. Those types of Gemara. Rashi has to say more from it. And the oid, Rashi, Ahavi Paskin, Macholik is in Muxa, in Gansin, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda holds the Muxa. Rav Shimon does not hold the Muxa. We'll have to get back to what that means. Lalocha, the Gemara in Beit HaBeit Paskin, that on Shabbos, we hold like Rav Shimon, there is no Muxa. On Yom Tif, we pass like Rav Yehuda, there is Muxa. That's what the Gemara Paskin is. Now, what does it mean we pass like Rav Yehuda, there is Muxa on Yom Tif? So, the Ramal learns it means only for Noilat, and the Machabit said it means for Muxa Mamash, like Rav Yehuda. Macholik is Mechara versus Ramon Hill versus Yom Tif. What means we pass like a Yehuda? That means this sugi over here will come out. Whatever Yehuda holds by the Sfadim will be Matan by Yom Tov. That means you only come out as a Tzitzis. According to B'Shimon, it's going to be Mutter, the sugi says. But we pass on B'Shimon, but Yom Tov we also, according to the Mechaber. And that means this whole Machlokes, the Pshat and Sugi, according to the Mechaber, will be Matmer. And according to the Ashkenazim, Me'ikah do a Mekel, and those who should be Matmer, right? Be Matmer. But we have to be Mekel, ultimately all of Yehuda by Yom Tov is by no less. So the Gemara passing clearly on Shabbos like a Shimon, passing the sugi like a Shimon. According to Rashi, that means any kli that it's Shamshut of Hetcher a little bit to drink from water. It's more than Gansin. Why? It's not a kli of Isser at all. Rashi says Kuf of Dalon Beis. He passing like Rova and Rav that a kli shemach this is only Mutzar Sar Kufa and Mukaymoi. How does our loch add up according to Rashi the sugis? Rashi is saying that when sugi says passing of Shimon, according to Rashi passing of Shimon means it's not loch so. You can move whatever you want. No hits in invitations. Rashi is saying, Krishna Makhla, is there? No, only Sarkuf from the Kongway. I was thinking, Rashi is no problem at all. How do you answer the Sugis Lalocha according to Rashi? I don't know either. I guess the Rosh Yosef deals with it. He answers it. For me, it's very hard to understand. But this Akasha, Yesh Lain, don't know the Mahalach. Focus on the Mahalach of Taisis, how we do Paschim, we don't pass like Rashi. We roll Taisis Mahalach, how he learns the Sugis. Taisis, I come on over, we shouldn't go with Taisis Mahalach. This whole sugil between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is that Avada Evin agrees you cannot move it Mechamla Tzel. The whole shell is, can you move it Tzor Gufa and Tzor Mekoymoy. Rav Yehuda is saying that a Chatzetzus, you cannot move Tzor Gufa and Mekoymoy, Mashen can show if you can. And Rav Shimon says both of them you can move Tzor Gufa and Mekoymoy. Now let's first take Rav Shimon, then we'll get to Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon again holds no Moksha on Shabbos. No Moksha on Shabbos. Yet the Gemara, according to our way of Taisus explained it, Taisus is saying that according to Rav Shimon, Sai Chatzotzis, and Sai Shofar, you cannot move only in Tzor Gufa Mekoymoy. Gan Shas, Rav Shimon doesn't hold a Muksa. Tell me what case we're talking about. I'm talking about this case. He's saying, you can't move it. What do you mean doesn't hold a Muksa? What's the word mean you don't hold a Muksa? So we said last time from the Goyim, Gevaldik. The guy is saying by Klish Makhla Isser it is no Muksa. It's Xeris Filto. We said there are two ways of understanding the Klish Makhla Isser. The guy understands from the Rishon Baker that there is, and he comes from Ikka, right from the Sugya, he quotes the Sugya from the right from the Sugya, that Be'et Dem by Sonic Kids, Muksa Makhla Skufa, those cases are Muksa Mamish. That's from David. However, by Klish Makhla Isser, it says the guy, it's nothing to do with Muksa, it's nothing to do with Akhtar Adas, nothing to do with Akhtar Adas. Xeris Filto, not the Akhtar Adas, or Shabbos, or Akhtar Adas, or Akhtar Adas. But the Indian of Xer Sotol. It was Xer Sotol of Shimon Lesley Mokso. He doesn't hold a Mokso. Klish Malachal Isser is not Mokso. Therefore, Tarkupa Mekamai is Mutter. However, Mechamotel, Xer Sotol. That's how the Gordon will come out. That's true. When he wants to go over, Shimon Lesley Mokso, MS. Lesley Mokso. And that is Xer Sotol. And the Gordon says, I'm coming from the circuit. And he quotes Tyson. That's from the circuit. That's where it's coming from.
What's the story to be Mechamotel between Mechamotel and
the Chumman put on the Kohen the Goyim?
Yeah.
He made a Gzeres Tiltol of things that are not with Tzor Shabbos we didn't want to carry for to after Kavod Shabbos. Kirfi Yisrael. It's not Tzor Shabbos, no need for Shabbos. Gzeres Tiltol. You want to say after Tzor, if I Tzor, you want to say, there's numerous reasons, ways you can say it. You want to say after Rambam, the Mani Nuach, you want to say to the friendship between the week and Shabbos, however you want to say it. But it's a special thing that still does not give a kitzur das. Now it comes out according to the Goyim. Yehuda disagrees. Yehuda holds it's midin kitzur das. When Tosfos says what it is, why Yehuda holds mikatzle the gamim melachas heter. Mikatzle das and gamim from the thing. So it comes out the Goyim who says that total is going only of shem and shita. And Yehuda it's midin kitzur das. That's kuvas machlokes. Is there kitzur das or midin der total? Now, it comes out according to Tosfos, there are four separate levels. The words of Tosfos are Kivegas Vedaik, and when he says, what's the Shito in the Yehuda? Yehuda says, by Tosfos, we're going to be Machmer. Why? After Tosfos author, Mishum Nekimun Lechazi Melechas Heter, Ela Ma'at, Mekate Legami Melechas Heter. Since Tosfos is not Chazi to Melecha, only a little bit, Mekate das from the whole entire thing in Gansin. The first Taisha says that Chatzoshis is way a little bit. It is way a little bit. Says Ma'at, Chatzoshis is way a little bit. Ma'at. Deifi Mekate Legamri. Says of Kilegan and the Paragimel in the Mishnayis. He writes in Durkin Taisha's, let's say it was not Ma'at. The whole Machlok is the Yehuda Mishimin is that when it's way for something. It's way for nothing in Gansin. Then even Mishimin agrees that it'll also be Mokso. Be Mokstor. I mean, according to the Kivegan, there are four levels on Tosfos. If it's not Roy for anything at all, Rav Yehuda B'Shimon say, Mokstor. If it's Roy Ma'at, Rav Yehuda holds it's Mokstor, but B'Shimon holds it's not Mokstor. If it's Roy Harbe, Rav Yehuda and B'Shimon will hold it's not Mokstor, Rav Nechem will hold it's Mokstor. If it's the Stamps' Regilis is Ruggle, then all three will hold it's not Mokstor. Well, there's four separate levels. Regilis, Harvey, Ma'at, nothing. Four levels. Now what's the state of the Machlokes? Are you telling me the Machlokes is in Matthias? One person holds the Mekate Das on Megillus. One person holds the Mekate Das on whatever is Harvey. One holds the Mekate Das on what is Ma'at. One holds the Mekate Das on nothing. The other Matthias is a Das to a person. Ken Zayin can say that. Not Mitzavro. One Mitzavro has a friend say over. I need to get a friend. Everyone agrees the person Mekate Das at different levels at different times. Shall us how much kitzur das you need for to be make a mukhs on Shabbos? What's the level? We should have said there's no Shabbos about the kitzur das. That isn't what about it, and it wouldn't be the kitzur das. But that's what the Chum says, that's the color point where it becomes mukhs on Shabbos. We just said no, where's the color point? Ma'at. When the Chum says where's the color point? Even Harvey. When it's Mekat, when it's the Shabbos is Regilus, no one's Mekat. There's no kitzur das over there. The Machlokes is not what the das of a person. Machlokes is where the chum puts the color point and makes something mukhsar. That's the core of the passion of the Machlokes. Four different levels according to Tosfos. Again, we go to Shimon, according to Tosfos, which is Ma'at. Once it's Ma'at, then it's not first time Kitzur Das, not mukhsar. The only thing left with is there is total. So a group of itself from Kaimli. Not the Kholkin, the Chayotim says that Din Nachab Shimon is Din Kitzur Das. How do you learn that Shimon holds less than mukhsar? How do you understand the Kholkin of the Chayotim? The Kholkin you have to say that true Shimon less than mukhsar. We see by Yechsonikis. He has mukhsa. Mukhsmach muskufai. He has mukhsa. So you going to want to say, Shim does not hold mukhsa. But he holds mukhsa. Certain times he has, certain times not. So he holds mukhsa for Mechamel Sel. But there's no mukhsa for what? Namakat Adas, Sarkufa Mekhoimui. That's like you have to answer Kun the Chayotim. There is mukhsa. But it's not for Sarkufa Mekhoimui. But the Kun the Kun is much better. But the Kun the Chayotim is not that fair also.
Why should be Makat Adas for the Torah?
Muhammad Sel. I'm not saying that. The Shimon said, not Muhammad Sel.
Yeah, why is he Muhammad
Sel? Because that's the person that has the mind for use of a chayfet. That's the same chayfet.
No, but use
of a chayfet
is not Makomo. Makomo is he wanted the Makom. So to move it to get the Makom, that is not Makata.
Change
it.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Look at the Hayodim inside. If I remember correctly, he says that B'etzem, when it's removed for no reason, that's also Kitzur Das. As Mechamel Etzel, he says, that's because it's a Kavod Shabbos of Tirch Yisrael, right? It's a separate reason. Mechamel Etzel is not within Kitzur Das. Even the Chayodim, who says that Kalish Malach the Isser is, it can be of Kitzur Das, that means you cannot move for no reason. Because if Kitzur Das removes something for no reason. Mechamel Etzel, he came on to say a second story of some of Tirch Yisrael. Or if Sam there's no reason to move it, he says a separate reason for that. Of Hamid, what to tell. Sam cuts up, and if Mami. Now, again, from the way of Kivagan and Tosfos, He's saying there's a level of klishmak iser that no shamshus of heter. Lashon of the poskim, hanigah poskim, either you take out simple one kol, the article only calls it category two, or you take out the shama yuda called the sukbet, or you take out the shabbos sukbet, the sukbet. There's a type of muksa that we come out from the sigil according to the kiyayugah saying shan taisvus. There's a klishim lachl iser that usually the lock is sargufim and kaimli is mutter. Mashenkin, this sukbet is going to be that could be also sargufim and kaimli. So to make it show, the score is either sukbet is a category two, but that always means something that is a klishim lachl iser but has no assumptions of heter. Now there is a classic case that you like using. The truth is, I don't think there is any case ever to be done. We'll take one case. But they usually like taking a case of a candle. A candle is made to light, like a fire. During the week, you can light it on Shabbos, you can't. Now, to have no Shabbos of Heter, there's nothing to do with it on Shabbos for Heter. This was a klishim lachl iser, there's no Shabbos of Heter. According to Tosfos will come out, even though it's klishim lachl iser, but since there's no Shabbos of Heter, even Ma'at will come out, the sud base, and it'll be mamash muksa l'gami. Be mamish like an evan, like a rock. You cannot move it, not lechama, not letzel. You cannot move it, not for targufoy, mekoyimoy. You cannot move it for anything. That's how Kivega wants to understand Tosfos. If you look in the Rashi, Naflam Vav Amud Aleph, says what's machlokes. He goes to the same house with Tosfos. The whole sugya depends upon targufoy and mekoyimoy. But just where he says on the sugya, he says differently. He writes, what's the case of Tosfos? He says chatzitzis is not going from water at all. It's not going from lacha at all. Chatzitzis says chatzitzis is going ma'at, and the Rashi says not going from anything at all. That means it comes out according to the Rashi. Something that's not going at all, still will be mutter to a group of mekoyim according to Shimon. It comes out as machlokes Rashi versus Chatzitzis. Chatzitzis category two will be mutter to gami and evan. Mashenkin the Rashi says this should be the mutter will be mutter to a group of mekoyim. That's how it comes out to be a Sam Shalak and Kivager. What could be the Machlokes totally upon? What's Machlokes Yishanim? What's the Svar behind it? How do you understand this Machlokes? The Machlokes, how do you understand it? There are two ways you can understand this Machlokes. One is, how do you look at an object? What makes something be a Kli? Do you look at the function side during the week of Sai and Shabbos? The answer says, was it Kli during the week? Yes, everybody says it's Kli during the week. He lied it during the week. So Shabbos against Shabbos, you can't lie. It's a put upon it. So it's a Kli. During the week, you had lachl iser. True, you have no chances of heter, but so what? Klish lachl iser. Tosfos can understand. Very nice during the week. Right now, it's Shabbos. Right now, for you, it's a rock. Right now, it's no chances of heter. It's a rock, mamish. It's nothing. It's not a kli for you for Shabbos. It's not a kli. It's an evan. If it's an evan, you can't move a circle from a coin line. So one way you can understand the lachl is where do you look at define what's a kli? Look at the whole week or look at Shabbos? It's one way. Now the way you can understand Machlokes, the Sheva Levi, Yeshua, and Haligud, Shami Yonason, they want to say it depends upon Machlokes of where Kli, Shemachl, Isser, where does it come from? Is it of Kiso Das? What of Zeru Sotom? Zakira, we mentioned last time, we had 6 Machkabinas, a 7th Machkabina now, they want to make, it depends upon where it's coming from. It is coming from the Isser Zeru Sotom. So therefore, a person cannot move it, nothing to move it for, so what has no Shamsa of Gufoy? But move for Mekaimai. Why, if it cannot be moved for Gufay, Gzeres Teltel, what does it do with Mekaimai? Therefore, if it does Gzeres Teltel, says Avosner, then Avani can move for Mekaimai. What's the problem? Move for Mekaimai. What we did of the Klishim Lachl, is it of the Ksar Das, Mekata Das? So Mekata from Gufay and Mela is a rack for you. Mela is a rack, you can't move for Mekaimai. That's the problem of Hakiro. Therefore, Avosner ends off his Shuvah. He says, what is the right way in the Mahalach? He says, I know how to pass him. Why? Because Ikma Alok is like the going Zeres Teltel. And therefore, it's Mutter. You can move it, no problem. Your category 2 is Mutter. He quotes, says there's a way around it, doesn't answer. The friend wanted to answer Mishabuah, but the mighty goes to the going, we show him. He says, this is the Ikma Alok out of Haskin, that we go to Zeres Teltel, and therefore it's Mutter. That's another way of understanding my focus. If you go to all the last meetings, they don't add up in Mishabuah, the Paiskin. They don't add up. But this is a way of understanding it. It's not mukach, it's a way of understanding machlokes. Either you have a treasure understanding machlokes, you look at the Shabbos during the week, or you look at the being there still or dinner up. So that's the sort of Shabbos machlokes. Now, I'd like to try to build and show that newest times, when they quote machmirim, you can knock them away. The makilim are much more hard to knock away. I tried to see where the Pokemon really coming to be Meikle, and why the stack of times why a person can be Meikle. Last time I tried to be Maximus, Lucian Michael Hester, now I'll try to be Meikle. But we'll try to see the sickest, try to understand it, build from it, see what comes out. First, let's take Tasis. Tasis, Kivega is saying, Kivega is only limb shan Tasis, that as no stamps of Hester, it's also Sagufa from Mekomoi. Now, Tasis, if you read him slowly, he's not going to end up Shimon. He's going to end up Yudo. That's very clear. He's saying, what shan end up Yudo? You make a cat there from something that's only Chosi Ma'at, therefore, you have no stamps of Hester over Isser. Therefore, it's Medaik, even in the Reb Shimon, it will be not the old, even Reb Shimon will be Moito. Why is it Medaik? Why is it Reb Shimon Taisus? Why? Forget. Taisus is saying, the Machlok did Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, and Reb Yehuda holds, even when it's Mekas and Ma'at, still going to say it's Moksa and even Tarku from Mekam is also. Why do you say Reb Shimon Taisus is, you can say that when it's, the whole case is Ma'at. Tasis is saying, even Ma'at of Yudah can be Machmer. And Reb Shimon will be Meikle if he wants nothing. He's saying Shad of Yudah. If you think Shad of Reb Shimon, why say Ma'at? You say the biggest Kaddish of even nothing. When we think Shad in Reb Yehudah, you want to die of Reb Shimon? When we say Shad of Yudah, what we will say? The biggest Kaddish. What's the biggest Kaddish? Ma'at. Even something away from nothing. I'm going to say, why throw in Ma'at? Why not say like the Rashi? Ma'at is a biggest Kaddish. It could be understands. Stamp, there's no such thing in Shabbos that cannot be right. Everything is right for something on Shabbos. It can always be a paperweight. Maybe Tainus is good, like Moshe Tainus. Everything can be a paperweight. Shabbos Tainus, everything always has a use. So Tainus can answer this problem that has a use. Even Ma'at still is Makata Das. You sound like a Moshe on the Shangur. Who are Tainus has the same Ma'at? And it's the biggest Chiddush in Yehuda. One of them died by Kachir of Shimon. Yishlein, Kivei Gedos. Could be the Shtosai. We might say he's four different times. But nice and Tosis, each line, if it's Mucha, then why is it Tosis? He means you're right to it. But the people got him, and the Sekhon HaBei is by us, and the Tosis Shabbos, they both, people got him, sorry, by Yudbei, so Shabbos and HaBei, they both bring down the Lashon of Tosis when they say the Pshat is of Tosis. And Shaifa, they got a Tosis on Ma'at. Yet, by a candle, the classic case, they're both Maple. They say a candle, Klishma, if Klishma is the ancient of Mishdamshis, so Mucha is a group from the Kaimali. If you quoting Pshan the Sugya is like Tosis. Now if you ask, you're quoting Tosis. You say the Dafka wants Ma'at. Yet you usually make on candle, the person will say that's the classic case where you have to be Makar. Prima Gondam says, not the way you make a by candle. Tosis Shabbos says to be Makal, and you're quoting Tosis. Elmai, they didn't understand Tosis of Kivagar. Most people didn't understand it. If not, you can't say, either quote the Rashi, or argue by the error. You can't take hand in hand. So most people, they learn Tosis, they're Ma'at, the Chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda. And come to even though the Yudas still looks up, but don't even die give a Shimon. So of course, to take Tosis that way, you can push off. Where's the second Mishnah coming from? It says L'chumra. They come from the Baal Amor. There's a Sugya on Kuf in Baal and Vez. They're also about a case where an animal has upon it Kli Tzulchis. Glass on the back of the animal. The Shal is how to take it off. So they talk about putting pills underneath and opening up the rope and the Tzulchis falling down on the floor. Perfect Gemara, just take this chukas, take off the glass kelim off the animal's back. Why do you have to do it totally not that? Why do you menar? Just take it off the animal's back. And the Gemara, we're talking about karna de umni. Karna de umni is a bloodletting object that it was meals, and you take people's blood for health reasons, and therefore it's meals, muksamachmas meals, and therefore it's not clear that it stumps of a hetter. And therefore you would have to open up the rope to let the animal, the keli, fall onto the pillow onto the floor. That's what Gemara says. Canon only, you cannot do b'yadayim. Says the Balaam over there, fine, you don't want to use that, the canon only, this blood-loving object, to kufa its meals. Use it to have makayimai. Take it off, because you want to have makayimai. Or when some pillow falls down, take it off, have makayimai. Why is it, why are you being makayimai to have makayimai? Says the Balmor, Zvitzins, because anything that has no stamps of Heter Tzorek Gufoi, has no stamps of Heter Tzorek Mekoimoi. Basically saying there's no stamps of Heter, it comes out like to be like an Evan. So the Balmor says this, you saw it before, by a case of Muxa Machmas Mios. Look at Mios, that why do we make it Osir also Mekoimoi? Because since there's no stamps of Heter, it's Klish Mach Isir, with no stamps of Heter, it's no Tzorek Gufoi, once no Tzorek Gufoi, and mainly we ask him Mekoimoi. It says like the Balmor. Says the Kilo David, the Beit HaMakvav, and Shemches, Rav Nachman, Kiv Egev Esen does bring it down also with some Kvarish Ayin Vok. Bring down this Balmar, instead we see from over here that something that has no Ishtamshu of Heter cannot be served Gufa, it's meals. The meal that comes out is also not served, it's going to be offered. Those are the Balmar. So when it comes, arrives and places in the Balmar, those are the two main Rishonim. Don't know any other Rishon. Places Maisa, Yishlaim, Chunaraya. A Balmar, you can also, they want to answer. They say no right in the Balmar. To understand why they want to say not, let's say you had a kais, you can drink from it. Had a shamshin of heter. This kind of omni can be a cup, it might not be a cup. It can look like a cup, have a function of a cup, except you won't use it as meals. Mostly, you have a nutcracker. If it's a nutcracker, you use it on Shabbos. If it's meals, the same exactly, you won't use it on Shabbos. And the same function, same object, you won't use. Why it's meals? You let blood with it, you won't use the nutcracker. So why aren't you using the nutcracker if it's meals? It's not misdam, it's nothing to use it with. You're not going to use it because it's the chesed and the chesed. The chesed has a problem. Not there's nothing to use it with. Be'etzem, a nutcracker can use it with a nut. But if it's meals, I wouldn't use it with a nut. If it has some blood in it, you wouldn't use it. The kind of the only be'etzem, the reason why you're not going to use it is not because there's nothing, there's no establishment of heter. It's not because there's nothing to use it with. Even there was what to use it with, there's something like that stuff. It's disgusting to use it with that. To use it for bloodletting, you want to do it on Shabbos, not allowed to. To use it for drink something from it, even though it'll be the same way as that cup, two cups, one next to each other, one's kind of the omni, one's not kind of the omni. They look exactly the same way, one you would use, one you wouldn't use. So if you even cut that, why? Not mitzvah, your das. Mitzvah has no shamshus for mitzvahs. It's the heaven on Shabbos. You want to be right, what's in there? Why? You would use it in there, except there's no shamshus. If you find a shamshus, you would use it. A cup, even if you find a shamshus, you wouldn't use it. The kind of omni, even if you find a shamshus, you wouldn't use it. So you can't tell, the one time you want to make it right, the case where it doesn't have a shamshus, that's by default. By default is a rayo. By kind of omni, you had all the shamshus you want in the world, you still wouldn't use it. It's me, it's disgusting. Nothing to use it with. That's just someone maybe Mechazim about Lamar. You can argue back in time, what do you mean? If you would find a shamshus by kind of omni as a bow cap, maybe you would use it. Why do you say such a sorrow? Finally, I can go back and forth. L'chur, Balmor, the good taino, right, that Echam he yields, that English Shamsh of Hatim, L'chur, it's going to be also even talking about Kaimai. Because the Maitre, you would find it, you would use it. Except, the Maitre, you would, there's something to use it with, and still even can't do that. Each line, I can go back and forth to this far. But the Maitre, that place of L'chur just came out, and about more L'chur, nearly Israel, the other one says, not Israel, people don't know that it wasn't Israel. So we'll assume, we'll go with the sheet of the Balmor, he's the Machmer. Who's the Mechilin? You're asked by us. It goes against Tosis, says the case of Tosis has no shamshus of heter, and a Kuftan Dalad where he quotes the Balmor, which says there's no, it cannot use the Mekoymak, it has no shamshus of Gufoy, he quotes the Balmor and disagrees. He says, why is Mekoymak Talib on Gufoy? So Raj Balaji Tosis disagrees on the Balmor and disagrees on Tosis. Very clear. You look, and I'll see you in the Balmavav, who says like Raj has no shamshus of heter, but Tosis, it's Mashlom, it's the Balmoris, it's the Me'iri, that's where he's foolish on him. And who are looking at Shkula Leket and the Beni Rucham to other Rishonim, they're discussing about the case of bosses. And they have a tzad, one of the Matkan, the Beni Rucham, let's say you have a kli that has something on top of it, that looks like you have an evan on top of your kli. So you can't, as bosses, you can't move it. So they want to say, the Shkula Leket and the Beni Rucham, that you cannot move the kli underneath the tzarek Gufoy, but Mekoymah you can. Bosses means what? The tzarek Gufoy you can't, the Mekoymah you can. That means the Balmor wants that you can't be mechalik into a goof from a koyma. If Kivegi says you cannot be mechalik, says the Beni Yerucham, and says the Bula Leket, you can't be mechalik. Both is what? Only for goofoy, not mechalimoy. We don't pass that way, chalkim on that, but I don't think we argue about that reason. They say, Beni Yerucham, Allah Lamaisa, the mechalik into a goof from a koyma. Goofoy, you cannot. As no ashtamshish, mechalimoy you can. Lechua, they're going to argue, the two more Yishan will argue in the Balmor. Unless you want mechalik, the next Shabbat, best man has the goofoy. Except this Shabbat is the boss's. Ish l'chalik, maybe the boss of Ethem is a chazi for Gufoy. Just on this Shabbat, it's not chazi for Gufoy. But my second half, the Mekil, the Shulchan, we're showing them very clear, the Rajbo, the Balmoris, the Shlomo, and maybe they all force the same, the Sukhda from Vav, the Shimon holds, there's no Shamsha of Hetja at all. My sister, he holds still more to the Tzarek, the Koimui. So it comes out to Mark, also the Balmor, even though Yesh l'fakrik upon it, and the Mekil is for Rishon, the whole Vav. Now, to go through, let's take the case of Ner. The case of a camel. When you learn the sugya, there are two Neris. The two things when it says ner. One time the Mishnah says ner does not mean the candle we're talking about. Ner means the thing that holds the shem and holds the wick. That's when the Mishnah means ner. When the Pesukim say ner, they mean the ner. They call it ner shalshayvel or ner shalcholov chelov. So that means the candle. What is the halacha of the candle? The klishim lachli etzei in the sham shel heter or the separate in. So Mishavur by Musar, you can have makloikis yaitis with Mar Avram. The Mar Avram says it's more than targuf in the koymer that pashes the Mar Avram, even though someone read the Mar Avram differently. And the Yaivitz says that it's not a kli, and therefore it's also to move for no reason. It's like an oven. How do you understand makloikis? So they want to understand what's makloikis. The Yaivitz, the Mar Avram, klish makloisa. There's no stamp of hetter. It's also even lim koymer. That's the one side makloikis. Has the Shabbat and Paskin? If some Rish Ain test and Sukkon Dal and the Shayatin, he says the Paskin is like the Mogan Ram. That means the Mishabbat can be maple. There's a interesting Moshe. The Moshe writes in Divris that he's discussing the case of a candle, what exactly to do with it. And over there, Moshe says, I am Mogan Ram, he says to maple, Mosul Tar Guth and Mekoimai. And he says, the Mice is a Forsha Marshal, that the Shlob brings down in the Victor Yishai, in the end of Kira. It says a candle, a person cannot move. A person can't move. And therefore he writes the Pell in the Mogar of Rome. It seems he didn't record it, and it seems he did not see it. That why thing is what the Sarah Kukumai Lakura, it should be answered. And therefore Moshe ends off nearly if the Mogar of Rome would have saw the Shlo and saw the Mashal, it would not hold that way. Therefore he wants to say Mogar of Rome actually was said to be Machai, it would be Machmer. And why do you write the Pell on Pim Godim and Machna Shekel? They also call the Mashal. And therefore Vada lost the candle is author. A candle is also, you cannot move at all. Why? The Mashlo and the Marshal and the Pell of the Mogar Avram is recorded, and if he would have seen it, then he would have been closer. Obviously, Moshe is not seeing Marshal inside. If he would have seen it, he would not say what he said. If you look it up, it took a while to find. I finally found last night after looking for a long time. Moshe either didn't have the Marshal, or he could have found it in the Marshal. But Mashal writes over there, he starts with saying Mamush word for word, like the Shlok quotes it. The Shlok quotes off the Mashal that says that the exact question is the Nair candle I feel a huluk for Shabbos also Tasloi, why it having lack of itself, Loishai from Mishai Mishum Turku from Mekonoi, Loishwin Hoki El Gabi Kilim Kikoin Nairish as Malikim Loi Beduk. The Shlok quotes off the first half of the Mashal that you cannot move it, why? It's only a Kaili, and this is not a Kaili, you only light with it. The duck ends up the shlok. The duck. Mashal goes on. The duck. Okay. However, we see noikim heter. Right. So noikim mekul. And it's not the same person wants saying what should you share him al temizidim. However, the actual says Mashal. Now it changed my mind. The vaday to shemo heter mipik gedolim. The vaday had a heter from gedolim. About it. Why did Rashi ben Malikim calls a psila to kli? Koskin their candles also a kli. And what's the kli? What's the kufa of the kli? Mashal ends off. From Pia Gdolim, Reke Rashi, from Yushanim, and one says that if a psila of a wick is a kli, certainly a ner, certainly a candle is also a kli. Certainly it's a kli, and therefore it's a kli, it's mutter. So Moshe starts, Mukhumma, didn't see the Mashal, didn't see the Shla, looking inside, Paket, Ochum, Isi, now I change my mind, and I see a Vada is a kli and a Vada is mutter. So if a Moshe would have saw that, he would change his mind and would have liked the Mogar Avram. I'm fine, Poshim. But fine, he didn't see it, obviously, he would quote it if he was, it looks like he said the Mogar Avram would quote it if you saw it, I'm sure Moshe would have saw he was the one quoted it. But El Shia Lachura, that means it come out of a Rosh Mekel, Meshavua's Mekel, and I'm sure Moshe would have been Mekel. Fine, so Maisa, a camel's mutter. Now, those who are Machman the camel, again, the Shlo Lachura is stopped by the duck. You have to know why it's stopped by the duck. Don't know, maybe a different print, don't know what happened with the Shlo. Shlo is the pierce on the bottom of one of them. Don't know what he did. Maisa, the Shlo Lachura is Machmer, the Yavis is Machmer, the Mnei Satori, the Chaznish, and the Tzadim Mekilim. Is the Mashal Mogar Avram Paisu Shabbos from Godem Behetiv Kishvan Aruch the Mishnah Brua. Now they want to say it's totally upon Machlokes if it's Ner is a Klish Machlisa category 2. To start off with the Kasher, start with the Kasher. Moshe says Parshut to him is author. He'll be Chayzer, but it's Parshut to him. He writes, I think everyone knows this Tefillah Shabbos is very famous. Don't be Chayzer at all for Machmirim a category 2 of Vadat's Mutter. Don't be Chayzer for them. Now Ner is a classic case. Of category 2, where they're saying the Yavis is coming to be Machmer from. But Moshe himself says that Ner, Avada is Osir, in category 2, Avada is Mutter. Steer me away. All my Ner is a separate parasha. Separate parasha. But that's if you look at Mashal, it's not coming from that reason. Mashal's words are, It's not a kli. Look at the yavet. The words are, it's not a kli. The whole machlokes by there is nothing to do with category two. And most of the paiskim, not the Torah and Chanishim say yeah. But the other people, the ikon, the makoris, the yavet, Maharam, the shlok, Mashal, where they're coming from, a Moshe, they're not coming from the Indian, is it a category two or not category two? They're coming into the kli, not a kli. What defines something to be a kli? Why should a man not be a kli? The Svada wants to say over, you have to get to the ikon, the sugil of Shalhefes. What is a ruksa of, what is a ner made for? A ner is made for the fire on top, the candles for the fire on top. What's the fire? Fire is no chance, there's nothing there. The Gemara calls a fire muksa machna skufoi. That's why you cannot move Asian chapters. I has wonderful stamps. Why can see, you can use it, gewaltig. Still the Gemara is calling it muksa machna skufoi. So in essence, the Gemara is saying a shalhevet is not make something into an object. It's meaningless. And why, as long as it's not tangible, it's meaningless. If so, what is a candle? A candle, the essence is only for the shalhevet. The shalhevet itself is not tangible, it's meaningless. So it comes out the candle's the only thing, what is it? It's an essence, it's a rack. You might use it, but you use it once or something, it's not tangible. So the thing it's using for is nothing. The thing itself is not a kli. Mashal's lotion is not as no shamshas. Mashal says, you can't move a certain group of mekarmon, not a kli. Mashal says, you can't move a what? Not a kli. The yavis close to the same thing. Why? It's not a kli. So the machmima is saying, why you can't move it? Not mitzad, it's category two. And they want to be right, these poiskim, the chorif hakeret. The poiskim are saying, why you can't move a certain group of mekarmon? It's not a kli. We stand that way, so those they want me to get a raya from these poiskim, from the yavis, the heels, category two is the chumro. No raya at all. Look at the yavis. He said, it's not a kli. Who had no raya at all from the yavis? Meister, fine, so don't have credit for this can raya, but Meister, Kiveger, or he doesn't understand how he says by us, where he certainly does all the category two, Meister is Mukhso, Mathmas, Gufoy, Nerator, or Shulchan, or Shulchan, in the case of Leicester, he says, can a person move Leicester, candlesticks, a lamp, on Shabbos, he says, even when it's not lit, he says, he can't move it, why? Because no shamshes of Heter. Chub is manazer, it's not true, Matthias, because it's manazer. We have to put them on the table like this, and when it's not lit, or look for noise, for niceness, look out. Even the Aruch HaShulchan that says Leicester is category 2, look, and then once he's Machmer, he is Machmer. But Moshe, they asked him to Tulay Shami, said, by the Leicester is not, is the Klish Mach Isser. So either you can take Klish Mach Isser because he argues in the Aruch HaShulchan, but it's something that is manager, I don't think it is category 2. I think everyone agrees it's used for noise. It's used for noise, look where it does have Shamshis. You do put it on the table of Stam Lazai. Before everyone agrees, like, even the Aruch HaShulchan's case, everyone will be the Kula. My third machlokes, the mekivim. Now the ones who are makel by ner, certainly have to be makel by category two. The ones who are machmer by ner is nishken raya. Why? Because they're machmer mitzad is not a kli. The ones who are makel by ner, certainly have to be makel by category two. That means the mishbuah is makel. The betumi is makel. The mashal is makel. The magavram is makel. If you makel, it is a kli. And my third is no shamshes of heter. No shamshes of heter. It comes out that the mekivim certainly hold category two is mutter. That means besides you start off with the four sick rishonim. We have Unza Paiskim, Magavram, Mesej Shabbat, Shem God, and Moshe, they're all coming from, not Moshe, but if Moshe would be said that way. Fine, but they come out, the Lekula Meister, the Kishchon Aruch, they come out Lekula, because they're making by Klis, by Nesh, they will be making by a case of the Klish Mach Lesser, of Category 2. That's all we make.
But the Pirin
Gadim holds the Dutch for Category 2, and he's not just a candle. Well, so the Pirin Gadim, to answer off, before it is Nishkin, right? He's making by candles. And Meister is a candle.
Yeah, he's asked Category 2.
Oh, no, so he doesn't answer it. The case we're going by, we say the Zayman we said before, and the Balmor to answer it. Zayman, not the same thing. The case he's coming to answer says he writes a cloud. Cloud is also somebody has no tzaraf. Gufay is also tzaraf and koymoy. His case is going is by elulav or muksa machmas mitzvah. Things that even if you want to use it, you can't use it. You're not allowed to use it. You can't. Case we you want to use it at the most of time is. Well, I mean, you can always use it at shiur, whatever you want. The paperweight is shy to use. What do you mean it's not that you can't use it? Magavam's case, in the Fimgon's case, you look over there, it's about Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, Lulav, those cases. Even if one user it, has no use. You can't, not allowed to, you can't use it. Then what we want to say by me is if you want to use it, you're not going to use it. The same is why Fimgon is going without me, it's going to stop my case. You can't use it if you wanted to. So then it's Evan, it's Evan of Shabbos. But the whole agreement, Moshe said everything you can use, every other case in there, I've had it. Take candle for the same way, it's usable. That's how they want to answer the Fimgon, it's the Fimgon. So again, I come out. Luchura, again, we have Yishonim, Numus Yishonim, Kili Mekel, Voi, usually the cloud we follow the Rajbul Aloko. Especially the Rajbul Kos the Balamar, Sigus the Balamar, the Rav Yishonim in that way. Tosin, of course, the Shkenai, we see from the Rav that way, and Tosh Shabbos. The candles we see from the Poison, Kili Lekulo. Maisa, ish lahim the R, Paiskim, Maisa, what to do alocha? So Rosham Zalman, Adam Yashiv, and Binyam Zilber, and the Chashabis, and the Zachum Shomer, Apalik, they all kind of ish be makhim lechatkhilo. You can start with the fact you can find them, let's say lechatkhilo, makhim lechatkhilo, makhim lechatkhilo, it could be the same makhim lechatkhilo, why not? There's always a way to move Muxa, we'll get to it, till to be a dayim, till to a gufay. Maisa, we go through the Bukhua Kvali of Sak, a son of a Muxa, veteran of Makel. Very Bishoinim, Dekha, Unzer Poiskim, Mr. Buaz being Makel. The Moshe clearly says, don't be Choshe such a Shito, Mashal being Makel. Bukhua, Atalok, Ginesh Tak, why is he Makel? Shram is being Makel. Unzer La Poiskim and Bela Poiskim Makel. Ginesh Tak, why do we Makel? Even though they say, only Bishat is Chak. Now, take even a step further, a couple of steps. First, what happened with Yontes? Were able to be by Yontes? This category too, even Tosis is saying, Tosis is saying what? If you don't hold something that's ma'at, it's going to be mukso, and the Rashi is saying, something that works for anything at all is going to be mukso. We don't pass like a Yehuda, we pass like a Shimon. By Yontif, all come out. According to the Sfaradim, it's very negate category too. It's mukso. All the case, even if one make on Shabbos, according to the Sfaradim, you can't move in there. But come out, and there, everybody, let's say you assume there's no assumptions. Come out, you want to make a Kavala Kamoshim, you should go and make a only a Shabbos, not on Yontif. Ashkenazim. We pass in the only time we pass like a Yudah on Yontif is only by Neulad. Masha Enkin, by Moksha you don't pass like a Yudah by Yontif. However, we say it's way to pass like a Yudah by Yontif. Therefore the Shami Yonatan says, by Krishmas it's a category 2, Shabbos, Yeshim Yilusim HaKloch, it's only Yontif, Machlogi the Boyz Kavali, it's way to be Machmer. They have to be Machmer, it's way to be Machmer. Why? Because Yontif itself is Shabbos, we pass like a Yudah for Moksha. If the Oidim Chavit does, it's only a person to be Machmer more on Yontif. If one of the sages of Yontif, Yishayim, but Maestro, that could come out in Yontif, and he looked by the Prima God of Arach, he says that. The Prima God of Arach, and he was Shreifer, that's Lama Vot, he writes, but Yontif will come out, like if you have to be Machmer by Chasaitis and Shreifer. You have to be Machmer by both of them. Not by Shreifer, but Mazeh Shreifer. But he said you have to be Machmer by Chasaitis, but Mazeh. That's what Prima God says. Now, first, what is this? Now, once we have this category 2, again, Machmer, the Polish King, Yish, Harbit Sodom Lahakul. What defines it? What's together for it? What's together? Now, set up for the case, you must have Shafer. Shafer says the beauty of a Shimon holds his motor. Everybody is by Shafer's motor. Bizman is there. What's a Shafer? Category 2? Shukhnar, it's the Skimmel, Ramah says, Shafer, Klishmach, this is a good becoming his motor. Bizman is there. So go down the Perek Chafetz, Shmir Shabbos, Rosham Zalman, the Oris, he says, the Shabbos Mazeh, that works for anything. Yafi Machmer. Rosham Zalman was a Machmir, that's just Sassat Chak. Yafi Machmer. That means, things that the Shulchan Aruch is black and white, the Mutat Tzara Kuf Mekarmai, it depends upon the Mokum Mizman. It can almost change. A Shabbos, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, and Amos says, the Paiskim say, Mutat Tzara Kuf Mekarmai, says Rosham Zalman, not Bizman Azeh. Not Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh is category 2, and he says, Yafi Machmer. And so you have to start climbing all cases. Every case, you cannot be Samech from Shavarach anymore. Not from Achmir. Give me Samech from Shavarach. Can't make Shavarach in any book. All these looking books, can't be Samech on them anymore. You have to know the Mokim Bizman. Can you pass your case? The classic case of Klishim Lach, this is a hammer. A hammer. Let's take for example Israel. A hammer, if you someone brought the table to crack nuts, they'll think he's nuts. Pass it. What hector, what is Shavarach's hector in Israel that they have? In America, you'll say, crack up coconuts. Yeah, people do it once in a while, it's understood that way. And it's all, no one has coconuts, no one brings it to the table. Without know if any assumptions of head to the person would do in night to that will make it not in category 2. What if I do with a hammer? What makes a hammer? If you can tell me shaving me, Machman, why not a hammer also? That means I come out, sitting on a table, on Shabbos table, Israeli hammer would be Muxa Machman's group, or the American maybe Muxa, it's only Klish Machman's lesser. And that means every case you have to start trying. What is the ghetto of category 2? And you can't be Samech on the books. You have to know the Matthias. Mokum Bizman. So you might get criticism from her. You have to judge every case. So what is the ghetto? What is the ghetto of this Chumah of category 2? So start with Simul Bogum. He takes it to the extreme. He starts with saying that the ghetto is whatever the Rabbah to Mishtamish. Whatever the Gilas is, that'll be not category 2 will be category 1. Whatever it's not Ruggel, totally from the Megillus or the Stamjus, that will be category 2. If it's totally from the Megillus, whatever is Ruggel. Hi, welcome. What does Tesis mean by the Nehemiah Vigilus? How was that? So let's spend a couple of minutes on another point. We'll come back to what the similar one said. And Lechura, yeah, we'll come back to what he said. We learned in Sif Gimel, we didn't have a chance to go through, we'll go we know at a different time. When you have mooks in your hands, what to do with it? You have mooks in your hands, there are really four cases. You have mooks in your hands, can you put it wherever you want? You have to drop it right away. So, Namor says that if you have klishim lach v'isr, you pick it up and start grouping the koimah, and you put it wherever you want. We're trying to have different rayas. One raya can call Dal Zaman Aleph, the raya himself leaves the raya that says over there, whoever wants to know how to go into Rav Nechemya, you clean up the table. So, more answer going to Rav Nechemya. Back to Rav, going to Rav, how do you clean up the table? You pick it up, take it off the table, drop it. Move it, drop it. What's the answer? Keep moving it to the kitchen to put the sink. Drop it. So, Rav, once you pick it up, you put it wherever you want. So, Rav, Well, which mooks are you talking about? And the four cases. Is klish mach l'issa, you sell off a heter? Is it klish mach l'issa, you sell off a issa, you picked up by accident? Is it muksa mach maskufa, you picked up by heter? And muksa mach maskufa, you sell off by issa? Four cases you have to clarify. And mishmu over there brings down all the shitas. By klish mach l'issa, you sell off a heter? We'll get to cases. Klishmach l'issa, you picked up a heter, very simple. So goof and mekayma, you can move whatever you want. That's what the Rishonim say, that's the portion of the law of the Moz Matter. That's called Motor, the Mechabit Matter. Everyone agrees it's Motor, that's called. Klishmach l'issa, you picked up the shagig. You picked it up by accident. Oh my gosh, I have a pen in my hand, what do I do with it? Do I have to drop it for whatever you want? It's Rua on the Baalat, the Kon Yitkimel, Rua Tam Machlaikis. And the Machlaikis is a place Kim Shavu. We can't, which Mogavam is Makel, which brings down the Chokim, the Goyinam disagree. It's fine, Machlaikis, we can't, Chokis HaShavu. Mukso Machmas Isser, so he picked up without, with Rishus. What's the case? The case of an Indim Simi Reis Samadvav, someone who Erev Shabbos had a kiss, money inside his pocket, and came in Shabbos, and he forgot about it. Can you put it wherever he wants? Can you do whatever he wants with it? So he picked it up a heter, and now came Shabbos. Solution of the Amor, the Reis Samadvav, coming from Agudo, someone says in 50 days, we should shove a kisoy a lot of Shabbos in who basically yochalef imu lechedir kpura and lahatik pakuro kibul sham. He has money in his pocket. He picks up a heter. Whatever he wants to do, he can go walk and put it in his room and drop it there. He looks in his pocket. Go put it wherever you want. No problem. Why pick up a heter? Check the Magen Avraham chetaytus. The Gemara has a sugya about us like chetaytus. How can the guy blowing the shul, the gabbai, put it away? What's the heter? Ice mukso. He needs time to put it away. We give him an extra 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Sell off the heter. What's going on over here? As I expect the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham answers, Enechami, Rascal, Nosser, Etzim, we don't want Metal, for no reason, so we gave you time. But he could have Enechami, Metal, for even on Shabbos. He picked up a heter, keep going. The Goyim says, David God Olam Oid. Not masking, and because of that, he obviously Ramot. Yes, Chatzaitis, we do Chatzaitis. He's wrong. The Goyim says, Ramot is wrong, Bakud is wrong, Magen Avraham is wrong. Why? Chatzaitis. Thus is his Ike Kasher. He's wrong. If it's right, if you can pick up a heter, we have to give you extra time to put it away. So your machlek is please malach the mukta mach maskufa, you pick up a heter, it'll be iser, what the loch is. Machlek is a poiskim. That's mishvua, is the steer in numerous places, each line. Kamal the Evan Oizer, mishvua brings down, it's according to Gimel Bayot in Simon Shin Ches. And the Evan Oizer says, Avado, when you have it, the Yadayim, mukta mach maskufa, you have to drop it right away. Chatzaitzus, Akamino, if you want different cases, it's an interesting case. When you eat a fruit and you have a pit inside your mouth, you have to spit it out, or can you put it out? Or you have sunflower seeds, which you can't eat out of bugs, let's say you do. And you walking in the street, the jail is very much going to spit them out. They don't put them in the hand, put them down. And numerous places will say, no, not to. Push and Shabbos, put them in the hand, you're even this term. Why? Right now, it's still up the header, you have me, and now it's books of Machmas, you know, to tell him why, cover the beers. Or maybe he had salt upon it, or maybe he's waiting for the birds, fine.
Because he has to spit it out because it's child's sod, if you see.
Sod? No. Oh, it's very cool. I'm going to need some. Fine, in America, maybe the sunflower seeds are not the mina motzai, but I still you have to check them. Mina motzai, anytime you have bad taste, those are fine, that's also. But fine. But this is a baya. So we'll get back to the note of this Indian, what to do exactly in different cases. So the Evan Ezer from Kotaitis, he said, I'll bring a raya of brua that you have mukhs in your hand, what do you have to do when even you have to drop it? What does Rabbi Brewer says? Chatzaitzus, and he wants to chow on the sugyo. The sugyo says that we have machlokes of Yehuda, Rav Nechemya, and Rav Shimon. The Gemara goes on saying, "My shayfer, not mi chatzaitzus. Shayfer means chatzaitzus." Rashi explains why we're saying shayfer means chatzaitzus, because the Brisa starts off, "Don't be metal to shayfer v'loy chatzaitzus." We keep metal to shayfer, koske chatzaitzus. Why say both? That's what Rashi explains the sugyo. Rav Nechemya says that's very strange. But Ebn Ezer also pshat the sugyo. I tell you pshat it says. And now you pshat. Obviously, Rashi pshat the sugyo. It means that according to Rav Nechemya, that in this case, if you don't hold by shayfer, it's not muksa. Rav Nechemya holds, if you hold not muksa, it's mutar tarek mekayoi. So according to Rav Nechemya, why do you think you cannot move a shayfer and a chatzaitzus? Move a shayfer, tarek mekayoi. Move a tarek mekayoi. And the Gemara is coming to say, Rav Nechemya, it's not a shayfer, it's only chatzaitzus. A chatzaitzus mukhsa machmas gufoi. It's a rock. A rock in the hand, you have to drop it. That's John the sugya. The sugya is saying, yeah, mukhsa machmas gufoi in the hand, you got to drop it. If not, that's what it means. Not a shayfer. Shayfer is not mukhsa. Not mukhsa. And the chemi holds mukhsa sayfer from kaimai. And most people are chatzaitzus. And the chat of the sugya. Comes on Kid Eger, the voice, either in the Pedro Shachnarch, either it's in the way from above the end, or in the new Shachnarch, the on the end, in the back. Comes on Kid Eger, says he missed the boat. He has a couple of times. One of his main tainas is the first, this case of Shafer, according to Rav Nechemya. Taisi said that the most question is Tzarek Gufoi or Tzarek Mekayimai. According to Rav Nechemya, Shafer has Tzarek Gufoi? No, Stamshin has struggle for it. Has to struggle with whatever struggle, since Shafer is not struggle, it's not Tzarek Gufoi. So if Kivenka is not Tzarek Gufoi, the male is category 2, it's not Tzarek Mekayimai. You have a Kasha, Evan Oizer. On the coin to Rav Nechemya, how can you move a shayfer on Shabbos? You want to, why can I move a tzarek mekayimai? What means tzarek mekayimai? It's not tzarek gufoi. Tzarek kivegel shitafoi, one of his four cases, that whatever tzarek gufoi is shayach tzarek mekayimai, tzarek gufoi is not shayach, tzarek mekayimai is not shayach. So Elamai, you have no idea, no, it's not true what you're saying, you have no kasha. If not tzarek gufoi, why not shayach? Because that is the stamshis of gila, it's going to be called upon whatever is ruggle. If it's not ruggle, it's not tzarek mekayimai. And so I'll bring you right from it. The whole the other one discussing by Chassar and Kiss, the Pesachim say whenever you mach but not to use it for something else, Charles, what to get if something else is? No matter how fancy it is, you might use it as a paperweight. So Kivega puts the two together. So I'll tell you, don't into this. We saw by Chassar and Kiss that person is mach but not to move a tzarek gufoi. Zekin says in Zir Shimshin, you can move a tzarek mekayimai. So Kivega and Zir Shimshin is wrong. Why? I am a katzar from mekayimai, but once there's no gufoi made, there's no mekayimai. The same get it, no guf no mekayim by Chassar and Kiss, no guf no mekayim by Rav Nechemya. Ad kenu kivegir. Says, based upon this kivegir, it says simple upon them, what's together? If it is Shtamshish is Ragel, then it's more to start gufay. Shtamshish is not Ragel, it's not more to start mekayim. Depends upon the getter of category 2, whatever the Shtamshish is Ragel with. If you Ragel, then it's more to mekayim, if it's not Ragel, not more to mekayim. Ad kenu simple upon them. Who's the kivegir going in? Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya has the talis upon what's ruggle, not ruggle. We don't hold it in Nechemya. The pasuk like Shimon, maybe it's not ruggle, both not muksa. So the Kivega writes, if it's not ruggle, then it's also in Koimoi, in Rav Nechemya. That's his kashya in Evan Elazar. You have some of the bottom one, bring it down to Osta Lacha, no shaitas. That's the way getting it from the bottom, that get us called upon Ugilis, not Ugilis. You want to know what it means, Ugilis? Rav Nechemya means. You don't pass on the Chemi. You ask me what it means. I ask what the Chemi means. That's what it means. That's what the simple one means. Now, it's part of the Nemes. Right? We don't pass on the Chemi, nothing to do with it. If you make it, then you shan't on the Chemi. You're giving it around, down to a Shimon or a Behuda. Well, that's one mile of how it's one wants to go together. It's a very extreme getter. That's not before Pshat. So what is Pshat in category 2? So you have a couple other choices. Hold off another 5 choices. Very not clear. One getter is the Moshe says, even if you want to argue on me and say there is something b'chumra to the Moshe, always can be used as a paperweight. Moshe says, category, what is it? It has to be really no Ishtamshis. And any Ishtamshis at all, it's category 1. Everything can be used as a paperweight. Scheinberg also, Shambhag also writes, Shabbihudah Tzimchav Zayin, he quotes Rabbi Yashiv, he says Rabbi Yashiv is wrong. Rabbi Yashiv quotes the Moshe's Malach, and he says he's wrong. Shambhag quotes Rabbi Yashiv's Malach, says he's wrong, back to the Moshe again. So they saw each other, arguing each other. Shammah says, Ekshia, whatever Mahalach is, the person was soft, and they say it's any use, it's mutter. So Shammah and Moshe goes, one Mahalach, paperweight. Even you want to be masculine to get his paperweight. I mean, it comes out no case, except when's the case going to be? Maybe Mias, you say there's no right to the Balmor that way, because that Mias you'll never use. Or you could say a case of Mukhto, or a case of things Mamish you won't use. Case your Mamish won't use, Mias, or Mitzvah, then it comes out they'll be masculine. But comes out according to Kivegin, according to Moshe, according to Shandor, there's no such case. You don't want to, when Moshe said first of all you're wrong. And even if you're right, the paperweight. Fine, Yashim and Gil said, call this Malach, say Chashu Shalom, Shalom Yonatan. But Moshe says yes. One Malach, second Malach, third Malach, from Zaman, what exactly means the Yishlayim? The together is, whatever is, even if it's not Motsoi, but since it's usable, it's a Klish Mach Lisser. And he says two cases, one on one side, one on the other side. Says in Ma'avar, a fan that has no, when it's off, has no use to it, that it has no Shtamshus to. That's Klish Mach Lisser, category two, a fan. It's other say, case where it says category one, it's keys that are used for a car, you can open. But since you put down a palm piece of paper, the paper shouldn't fly off, that's category one. Now if I were to take those two cases, at least I know for myself, a fan, if it's on the wall, you hang things on it. If it's by the door, movable, you put up, I keep the door open, I do it all the time, keep things open. I would say a fan as more of a stamp head or your keys, I don't know, put on top, if you want to say the head of paperweight, that's what keys are, what happened to the fan? I'm not exactly sure how it's from the Zalman, he went, that a fan is category two, he's from Zalman, one of the Machmir, he said, let's shut the track. I don't know where a fan came category two, and a keys came category one. Don't know. No idea how he did that. But that's the second Malach. Now, it's much easier to do cases, just give it together. Another Malach is the Yashiv, but he says that as long as you use it, sometimes, even Pom Rochik, still is category, it's still category one. Probably not say what Rochik means, not say what Pom means. That's his getter. His getter, if you use it sometimes, even Rochik is motor. According to Mechor, Mavar, a fan, certainly use it. Problem with so I'm not sure. That's his getter. Rasham quotes him and says, excuse him. Rasham says, if she is, whatever it is, not problem with Rochak, but with the Shaykh. Fine. Another way has worked, another sefer of Yashim in Shvat Yitzchak. He brings down the getter is that the etim you would use it, except we have specific cane before it. But you would use a hammer. Except we don't use it while we have a nutcracker. But the fact that you would use it, that itself makes him the category one. If you wouldn't use it, that's category two. Now again, where to draw the line by that case? I'm not sure. That's another way of saying the getter. I think more of an easier case, I think the best getter, I think this one is the way, true to Ksavim, he's the one of Machmirim, and Shalom Yonatan goes this way, I think this is the easiest way of understanding it. Whatever is Meshunah Me'in Abriyas is category two, whatever is not Meshunah is category one. When someone sees, that means to come out, according to Mechora, a hammer in their soul, could be Meshunah Me'in Abriyas, that you take a hammer and crack nuts, take anything, you don't use it for anything. Kenzine. But Lechora, that would be easier getter to understand. Once Moshunah Be'en Abriyas, that never you use it for this thing, this will use it for it. That would be category 2. So now Moshunah will be category 1. Now, again, it comes out from the Sugi, you have to go through each case to define it. Chatzotius, that is the nicest core. Paiskim Seyim Ogavam says, Chatzotius is certainly Moksot. That's how Sugi Schaefer, again, comes out. The Shlom Zama won't say it's category 2, but his manner is changed. Fan, Yishlayim, the numerous cases, what about Tefillin? What's Tefillin? Oh, so Yishlayim. So Zalman said, he says, you would use keys, guess not a Shaykhah. I don't know what Shlomo Zalman means. What? He's not using Mitzvah, he's not. You can use a drink of water from the Gemara says, right? You put them. A case of Tefillin, what's Tefillin? We discussed, it's on a kiss, it's a Klish Malalista, Klish Malalata. Lechor, this should be it. A case of category 2, right? No one's going to use it for anything else. What happened? So they ask, who says tefillin is, who says category 2, Darach HaShulchan? He's Machmer. He said tefillin is Klish Mach L'Isser. He himself said tefillin is Klish Mach L'Isser. Now, if anything, I would say Leichter you would use, and tefillin you won't use. And Darach HaShulchan doesn't care. Tefillin is Klish Mach L'Isser, and I'm thinking Leichter you wouldn't use. I don't know how that works. And they ask him Darach HaShulchan. They deal, what do a tefillin? But in the Menorah Torah, before already says kasher, what do a tefillin? He wants to say the Isser Shtam Shus, the people don't examine the kasher tefillin. Another case I discussed is a pen. So let's say if you want to say a pen is category 2. Why? You have no Shtam Shus Heter. So others, what do you mean? Of course, you point when you read, you scratch your back. Again, they seem to be arguing the category. I don't know of any case that everyone agrees is category 2. And even there, not even, I don't know. But the Meister, just, what should come out, There's certainly a sheet that way. Is a kiveger, is a shulchan, is a chadish. The all machmim, that's close. That's close. All machmim, that's close. Toisus kibafakikon. A lot of what you can say stark with character. Rishon certainly makele. The ikel apoyskim makele. Talking about the most that's only rabbanon. And even in the machmir, Moshe won't say anything can be a paperweight. There are habits something can be makele. Add the yeshmani to the hakmir. You can always move mukhs another way. Be yadayim, be guf. Fine. Dickie, next time we'll go through the sugya of Shiva Kalim and write in the sugya until the Mishnah.